We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
I tell you what, Fat, these hump day quizzes need to improve. I can't keep carrying them for you when the score blows out every single week.
Well, Jimmy boy, get your shoulders ready today because you're doing some very heavy lifting.
Sounds about normal for me, Fat. Also today, we speak to young supercar gun Jake Kostecki.
What do you reckon his favourite milk is, Jim? Plus, I'm going to wrap up a Eurovision, and I've got a very good joke.
But next, we go back in time to one of the funniest things I ever saw at the grand final footy show.
Oh, no.
People ask me a lot of the time about the old footy show days, and they say to me, "What have you got one thing that happened beyond any others during the 11 years you did that show that you remember and makes you giggle more than any other?" And I say, yes.
What was it, Jim?
I have.
What is it, my friend?
We did a grand final footy show.
Where?
At Rod Laver Arena.
How big was that?
14,000 people.
Yep.
And so when you have a big sort of stage production show like that, Rabbits Bartholomew,
yes,
it's important you get off to a good start.
Yeah.
So it's important your first gag really flies.
Well, as Bill says, start well and you'll end well.
No, you've got to start well.
You got to. So we go, okay, how we did it. So we always did the production piece, which was magnificent.
Yes.
The songs and all the rest
music.
Of it. So that got the house really rocking. Then out we all came and there were bloody fireworks and all of that. And we hit the stage and that's all good.
Yep.
Gary and myself, of course, and then there's the old enforcer, and you want your panel, your first panel, to really resonate.
Oh, no.
So I reckon Swanee was there at that stage, the Brownlow medalist. Yeah. I can't remember who. It might have been Crawford. Who
Johnny
else was there? And then making a big entrance at the end of the first panel was old Fat. Anyway, 14,000 people on the edge of their seats.
Rod Laver.
Out comes Fat. I can't remember what the reason was, but during the week, the production meeting, Fat goes, "I've got an idea."
Fat didn't say this.
"I've got an idea.
I got tired.
I reckon if we get this great big huge fan, like an industrial size, like a 10-foot fan, and it nearly blows me off the stage with whatever the hell I've got on." Anyway, he's saying that, Sam and I are sitting in the same production meeting going, I can't really see that working.
No.
I don't see how that's going to work, how it's going to look good.
Big fan.
Bill's like, "Don't worry, trust me, I'll hit the stage. This fan will nearly push me off the stage,
Jim.
So we do all of the setup perfectly. Yeah. Couldn't have got underway better.
Away.
Out comes Fat.
And the fan.
The fan, I don't reckon the blades actually went the whole way around.
It's like a fan you'd have at home.
A Bill.
Your boy down at Kmart for $20.
You could have walked through that fan. It did not blow one bit of wind at you or anything else.
Well, it kept my hair on. So,
but Fat standing there.
And I'm standing there going,
looking
Bill,
at the
what are you doing? Now, let me just correct you a bit.
So we helped you out.
Yeah, you're great. Going well, Fat. Going well, DJ Floyd.
How's this fan gag going, Fat?
No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, "We got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look." So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. Bit of breeze. So I thought, oh, yeah. And they said, when we're on live, we'll
proper,
turn it right up. Turn it right up.
Crank it up.
Because I think they wanted me cheeks to things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a dog out the window.
You might have your stupid cat suit on or something. Yeah, it was one of those sort of visual jobs.
So I thought, oh, yeah, didn't think about it, which you should when something like that's very important. It. Everyone's watching you.
Well, the whole world's watching.
And we're away, and I remember standing there, and they turned it up, and there was just no wind. There was no wind.
It wasn't even rotating.
And I'm standing there going, "Don't get out of here, Jesus.
What
are you doing?"
The show relied on your gag. And
it's embarrassing.
I'm sitting there, and I reckon I had some wee-wees coming out of That's how much I was laughing. It was the funniest thing
and
ever.
And it's hard to come back from that.
No, that was you for
that
the show.
Flat.
You were done.
Bang. Fat was flat.
No, you were.
Oh, I couldn't come back because it just didn't work. No. Not my fault.
No, it was your
producer's fault. I think it was Rob.
You're standing a couple of metres away and we just started piling
great.
In here.
Go well,
good Fat. This is good.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Who we got playing?
Well, we got Timmy from Pakenham. G'day, Tim.
How we going, Fat? Skinny? Yeah,
good, mate. How's it out of Pakenham?
Cold and windy.
Oh, don't worry. Look out. Next 5 days.
Ooh,
you want to be locked down out there, Tim?
Yeah, pretty much. So it'd be good to have a bit of a break.
What about our next guest, Jim? O'Khan.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
What's O'Khan, O'Khan?
Cypriot.
Cypriot. On that
one. Yeah.
Greece, Jim, just underneath.
An island in the Mediterranean underneath.
What did you call them the other day?
Cypriots.
You didn't call them that.
Right? You're Cypriots if you live in...
In Cyprus, yes.
Cyprus, Bill, yeah.
Cyprus, that's right.
Andrew Dimitriou. Bill over
it. Nari Warren, nice out there.
A bit cold today, Bill. A bit cold, but
And
we'll
Twank,
get through it.
E, drive?
Yeah, good man, good recall.
You know how this works? Tim, you go with Tim, and Oki, you go with Oki.
Gotcha.
Right, big, loud, screaming voice.
Here we
voice.
Go, Tim, we're away. Good right, start. Away. We've just met him, and nice little bants there, so we're away.
Great bants.
Name the three players who have all captained the Giants this season.
Oki.
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 I will go with Cornelio, Green, and, the third one's going to stump me here. Let's go with midfield.
Time that done luck. For you, Oki.
Timmy.
Cornelio, Green, and... Someone.
Oh, no. What's that?
Josh Kelly, boys. Kelly.
All right.
Good question, but Bill.
Own one.
What was the winning margin for both Crows and Port on the weekend?
Tim.
Tim.
1 point.
He's on the board.
I think I brought that up.
He's packing him.
The table.
No, you didn't.
Number three, audio question. Tell us who this fool's head is.
You need to put your headset on to be on the wireless. You need to put your headset on to be heard on the wireless.
Oki.
Triple M footy commentator.
It's not Ash Brown, is it?
No, Ash Brown.
Ash Brown.
Ash Brown.
He's with the AFL, or the record or something, isn't he?
I've heard of Ash Brown.
I think he's with the records.
Timmy.
Triple M footy commentator, and he was
Ross
trying to.
Lyon.
Yes, Timmy.
So Timmy's 2-0.
You know what that means,
so,
Jim.
So, Bill.
It's Jim.
We can just hear things a bit differently from now on.
No, I think Oki will get this one
because
it's
go.
More his way,
righto.
If you know what I mean. Which country won the 2021 Eurovision?
Oki.
Oki!
It was...
One of your countries over
I believe
there.
It was...
If I think North... you're not from Greece, I think you're from...
You think I'm from... Sweden.
He's trying to give you not Sweden. So, Timmy.
Do you want me to get it right or wrong?
either way.
Yeah, who?
Italy.
No, they didn't win. They got forfeited.
It wasn't Spain, so nothing there for Tim. Can we get to the next one?
Righto, question.
Joel Joey Dokey here wanders in. All right.
Finish this footy banner on the weekend. Is black and white ours? Without a doubt, stick to wearing teal and wrecking.
Tim.
In excess.
So, Oki gets that one. So, we're 2-1. Final question, Fat.
I need this.
Actually, there was a word missing there. I'm supposed to say yes. Stick to wearing teal and wrecking in excess. Wasn't bad. Righto, here we go.
Final question.
What's the score?
I don't know. Jim's in charge. Jim's got it all.
Timmy's got his nose in front.
We're tied at the moment, boys.
Which Port Adelaide player is leading Triple M's Footy Best Player Award this year?
Tim.
Timmy.
It is the midfielder.
Yeah. Who?
Yep.
Oh, don't tell me. He's not going to win, Jim.
Oh, no. Oki.
Oki.
Oki with Bokey.
No!
So, Timmy wins. We can hold him off no longer.
Oh, you're bringing this down.
He's that
quiz.
Far in front. We had it 2-1, but Oki actually didn't get our question right.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy.
Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
Our next guest is one of three members of his family currently racing in the Supercars Championship, alongside brother Kurt and cousin Brody. This weekend, they'll all be at Winton Raceway for the Winton Super Sprint. Please welcome Jake Kosecki.
Jake, nothing like keeping it in the family.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Great, mate. Jeez, you got Kosteckis everywhere.
Yep, tell my dad.
Hey, and you'd be looking forward to going to Winton. That's a beautiful spot there. It'd be great this weekend.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the sticks, but it's probably be a little bit cold there, but I'm looking forward to the racing. The track's quite small, so I think it'll be good fun, and hopefully the fans there and we can all get around it.
How are you going in your Commodore, mate? Where are you at the minute?
Oh, we're going all right. Look, this is my first full-time year in the series, so it's always a tough one hopping into and versing the big boys, but no, we're getting there slowly. We're in the middle of the field.
Now, how do you get into V8 supercars? To get it as a gig like you have, do you have to pay money to join the V8 supercars, or do you have to have a driving test and all that?
Yeah, so it all started from a long time ago for me. So I started go-karting when I was 7 years old.
Yep.
And I've pretty much been to the track every week since doing that and doing all the series leading up to it, like Super 3, Super 2. And now, so I'm finally in supercars, but it's definitely not a cheap sport. You can't just buy football or tennis racket and go have a hit. It's you've got to have everyone behind you, like a whole team, sponsors and all of that.
Do you get invited?
Yeah, invited to the sport, yeah. You can't just
turn up with a V8 supercar.
No, you don't. There's only a certain amount of cars on the grid. I think it's 24. Mm-hmm. And you have to go through processes. Like, you pretty much have to do series that get you enough points to actually be able to race in supercars. And I think our licensing system is called a super license, and that's the same license that you need, that the Formula One drivers need to compete in their series as well.
So you reckon he just turned up and had to sit a license, like go to the local cop shop?
Jim, I wasn't sure how. I just wondered how you get invited. Mark? Did you get invited?
He'll start.
He's still on his P's. He's only 21, the Snake. Are you off your P's yet, Snake?
Yeah, I'm off my P's now, finally.
Beside a dominating V8 supercar racing, which we obviously love, is this a stepping stone to somewhere else for you, Snake, or is this the holy grail?
No, this is the holy grail for me. I want to compete like in this sport at the front of the field and win as much races as I can and win the championship. It's a bit, say, for you guys, it's AFL is the holy grail of Australian sport, I guess, but in supercars, that this is our motorsport. For me to go to a different series, like say if I wanted to go to Formula One, I had to do that when I was 11 or 12.
But Scott McLaughlin's gone across and done pretty well in NASCARs, hasn't he?
Yeah, so he obviously come to supercars and won everything he could in a short time. So he wanted a new challenge, and now he's in IndyCar this year.
IndyCar. Jim, you idiot.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
IndyCar.
I think we've got an understanding of that.
What's the IndyCar Jim wants to know over there? He's all bamboozled.
totally different to NASCAR, Jim, but
even at 21 years of age, you know that I had nothing to do with this line of questioning from start to finish. It's the fat idiot I'm looking at across the desk who doesn't understand the difference.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Yeah,
but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
When you're not driving, how fit are you? I want to know.
Yeah, I do a lot of training. So we do a lot of running, a lot of drinking lattes in our life. Like Victorians.
Froffies?
A few froffies.
Oh, good.
CrossFit as well. Just try to keep fit as much as I can.
Right. And the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What are you saying?
That's why I've got my middle name.
Oh, he reckons it's his middle name, Jim. Raphael's writing something to me.
What a line of questioning is
How
this?
How are you going with the female side of things, Jake?
Yeah, I go good. I go all right.
Oh, he goes good.
Have a look at the photo of the snake. He'd have no problems at all.
Actually, good-looking man.
We've got a photo of my snake there.
No. Just smiling with the racing gear on.
What's your favourite milk?
What was that? Sorry?
Favourite milk.
Chill.
Honestly. Snake, have you ever done an interview where someone's asked you anything resembling this line of questioning?
No, can't.
A At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday session on Triple M.
I feel good.
All happening in Rotterdam. The grand final of Eurovision Song Contest 2021 took place live in Rotterdam.
I love how you have such a focus on this thing. This is not really a Triple M vehicle, Eurovision.
It is, Jim. It's all about colour. Oh. 26 countries competed for the trophy and the honour of hosting next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yep. And it came down to this.
It's either Italy or it's Switzerland.
Bill, that's the Swedish chef.
Didn't she say Sweden?
No, Switzerland.
Wrong. Anyway.
So you've just wedged the Swedish chef into a Swiss sort of context.
But the winner was, Jimmy Boy, you ready for it?
Yes, please.
Italy with this song.
What's the matter, you?
Oh, no! Bill! Come on, Bill! It's not so bad. It's a nice place.
No, it wasn't that song.
They went a bit retro.
They did. The band was called Maneskin, Jim.
Right.
There was four of them in the band. So it probably should have been called.
Oh, no, thanks. Anyway, I know where you were going, and we'll just leave it there.
But this is the song, and it's supposed to be rock and roll, Jim, from Maneskin. No. Mama says I'll stand before you, mama. There it is. That's Maneskin, Jim. A bit of pop infusion, I'd call it.
What would you, Rage Against the Machine almost, or a bit of that type of business.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be rock and roll. But of course, there's controversy, Jim.
Oh, hello.
Because it was announced that the singer from the winning band, Maneskin, he's got to take a drug test because the cameras went into the rooms where they were and the singer, Damio, was sniffing or looked like he might have been doing something off a table, Jim.
Right.
But he says, no. Someone had broke a glass and I was just leaning forward to pick it up off the floor. Anyway, he's going to take a drug test. We'll see what happens. But it's always controversy with Eurovision. Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
But I love the fact that you're across it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Mm. And our girl, of course, Montaigne. She was 34th.
Old Turf Montaigne.
And there was only 30 countries in it. 34th, Montaigne.
The Rush Hour Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M. Last Sunday, our next guest took a Mark of the Year contender.
Here's toward Big Money! Yay! He's got to consider himself stiff, Jack Brennan. It's the first black mummy jumped over and taken
over
in about 7 years.
He's a giant in more ways than one.
FIFO 5
fun. Please welcome Shane Mumford.
We love this man, Bill.
Oh, mate, 207 games now, Jim. 21 at the Cats. I remember him when he first come down.
Oh, yeah, big man.
A big boy. Man. No, he's a boy. He was just a little boy. And then Sydney, of course, now
Premiership.
Exactly. So well done, mummy, and well done on the Mark of the Year nomination.
Yeah, I know. It's probably the first and... Well, no, it is. It's definitely the first and only time I'll ever be nominated, Bill, let's be honest.
I love the statement the Giants put out. They read something like this, Jim. The Giants can confirm Ruckman Shane Mumford has been nominated for the 4-20 Mark of the Year. The club understands the incident took place late in the fourth quarter. Was there a little earthquake or anything at Giants Stadium?
Oh, I think they felt it in the top of the stands. They got a little bit worried when I come down, Bill.
Now, Bill, there are others in the competition trying to claim themselves as barometers.
Oh, yes.
Our man goes about his business very humbly, but absolutely is.
Well,
every time he plays, Bill.
5 games for the Giants this year
and
5 wins.
So, Mummy, you must just wander around the rooms and let the boys know that there's one reason and one reason only why you're ticking that box.
Just a shame I can't play every week, isn't it?
Well, that's also...
How is the body?
I feel about 90 at the moment, but by the end of the week, hopefully I'll feel roughly around, hopefully a bit closer to my age but by the time it gets around to game time.
What do you do after a game? You get a lot of ice, I assume.
that, and then I spend half my week in the water at the moment just to try and get myself feeling normal again.
Jeez, you got some injury, mate. It's been an unbelievable season for that. I think the Giants have been incredible the way you've got into the eight with all the injury you've had to deal with. But how long until you get the sense that you're going to have something like your best team available?
Well, to be fair, it's going to be tough for them to pick our best team because all these young kids that have come in and played their role to a team are playing some brilliant footy. So the Cogs and your Toby Greens and these sort of guys are going to have to fight their way back into the team. Might have to get a couple of games in the twos.
Oh, mate, and I tell you, Prusy's hurt himself too this week, so he's out for longer. So he's out. And then Jesse Hogan, who lives in the doghouse that you used to spend a bit of time at home, unfortunately, he's living there now. That's a shame with Jesse.
Yeah, massive shame. He was obviously started playing some really good footy and was seeing the Jesse of old. So hopefully it won't take him too much longer to get himself back out there and be kicking a heap of goals for us again.
Now, you retired at the end of 2017. Then you're the ruck coach. You took up boxing, didn't you, Mum? Did you actually have any fights?
Yeah, I had a couple of fights during that time, Bill. So I'm 2-0.
2-0. You were going to take on Paul Gallen at one stage, weren't you?
There was a bit of talk about it. Ooh. It would have been... he's going pretty well.
I don't know if I would have taken that one on, Mum.
Ah, why not, Bill?
Oh, no, fair enough. I wouldn't have.
Got to love a challenge.
Yeah.
Well, do you see yourself wandering back into that space post-career?
I think I will. It was one of the hardest things that I've ever done. Obviously, I'd never really played any individual sport before then, and then walking out into the ring, knowing the bloke's trying to knock you out, it was pretty scary, but it was certainly something I did enjoy.
Player I want to ask you about, I don't reckon I've ever heard him say anything, is Connor Iden, Geelong boy and playing some good footy. Does he ever do any media?
To be fair, I don't think I have seen him do any media.
Do you know who he is?
Might be a little bit intimidated.
Do you know who he is?
I've seen him around the change rooms a couple of times. He's playing some bloody brilliant footy, though.
Oh, isn't he? Isn't he going well, the boy?
Unbelievable. Just thrown in the deep end, and he's grabbed his opportunity with both hands.
The other one I like, Mum, is Zach Sproul, the Sprowler, as we call him. A real different-looking unit, but got some nice tricks.
He does have some nice tricks. He's a bit of a space cadet, Sproul. Sometimes you wonder where his mind is when he's playing.
Oh, he's the one that put the Gatorade on himself, remember? Because you couldn't do it after the game, so he actually gave himself a Gatorade shower.
It was very funny, that one, Bill.
All right, Mummy, we're going to let you go. Of course, we love the Giants and your own work, but well, I understand that you're going one-on-one this Saturday during the rub with Bill. Is this correct?
That certainly is correct.
All right. Well, you know that they go pear-shaped, these interviews, right at the end. Are you ready for that?
I tell you, won't go too hard on me because next time I see him, I'll belt him.
There we are.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session, pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M. Our next guest kicked the match-winning goal as the Crows ended Melbourne's unbeaten season.
Walker, the crowd will tell you, he's nailed the goal! Adelaide are in front by a point.
Please welcome Taylor Walker.
Yes, and Bill, I don't know if you saw this game, but firstly the clunk. In the dying, frantic moments, just bang, ball never left his mitts, and then back, and we're watching it at home, and I just said, there's no way this is missing. It's going straight through the middle, and that's exactly what happened. Win the game, the skipper delivers. Well done to you, Texan.
Thanks, boys. It was not many people gave us a chance externally, but we were confident internally that we could beat Melbourne, so it was nice to come away with the win.
Not many people. No one gave you a chance, to be honest. But a good goal, Texan, but it wasn't after the siren and it wasn't in a final. But not a bad goal, mate. What were you thinking when you go back? Because I like to talk to people that have been in the same situation type.
Well, when the runner come out and said, take your full 30 seconds, I thought, well, you can get stuffed. I'm not kicking one after the siren. And then Cedo come over me out of everyone. Paul Seisman come over and said, mate, just trust your process. Well, that's the smartest thing you've ever said. I'm going to trust you when you say that. So I went back and, slotted it straight through the middle.
Tex, and you flushed it too. It couldn't have come off any sweeter.
Yeah, no, it was pretty nice, JB, to be honest. I sometimes you dream of those things as a kid, and to be in that position was pretty awesome.
Well, we've loved your work all season, of course, and as you know better than anyone, there were clowns around the place jumping off you last year. The Rush Hour, very, very staunch in our love for the Texan. But this year, not only your hands been magnificent, but your body looks good too. Is that fair?
Yeah, my body's healthy, and it just allows me to play the way I want to play, and certainly as a group we're playing some great footy and a lot better footy, so I'm certainly enjoying my time here at the moment.
Well, you didn't play round 9 because of sore shoulders, wasn't it?
Well,
did you tell Bernie Vince that you couldn't play against the West Coast Eagles because you got sore shoulders because you've been carrying the team the whole year?
Oh, he's another person would trust with whatever he says, isn't it? Bloody hell.
See, he's jumped back on, hasn't he? Like last year, he got a bit quiet on you, old Bernard, and now suddenly the Texan's flying and Burns taking all the credit.
Oh, we're best mates again. We live together. He taught me this, he taught me that. Yeah, he does. He jumps on and off, old Bernard.
Texan. Mm-hmm. I hear that you haven't been offered a contract yet. You're second on the Coleman, 30 goals, going beautifully. The club, I think, said we'll put it off to mid-year. Well, it's mid-year. You're playing well. So what's the latest, my friend?
I just went for the phone to ring, Bill. we'll sort something out. I'm sure Justin Reed, he's got my number, so I'd imagine he'll give me a call soon. Hopefully.
Well, Justin Reed was your manager, wasn't he? And now he's the list manager there, so that's an interesting setup.
Very interesting. If he doesn't call, I'm going to make him lose more hair if he doesn't call me, sir.
Oh, Jim. There's something going on here, Jim.
I like it. They'll be calling, don't worry. Hey, Jake Lever, we've got to ask, how did that go? Did you wander over to him at some stage, in maybe after the siren, and just mention the result or anything?
No. I had a good chat with Jake and asked him how fatherhood was going. His little fella's 1.5 now, I think he said, and they're about to have their second, so that's all in the past. I got caught up with that after the grand final, but that's all in the past, and he played pretty well. So did Fogg, actually. He'd done a great job on Fogg, on Jake.
How's the Elmer going, the pub, of course? And do you go to the bingo on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, and do you do the calling?
Yeah, I'll go Wednesday nights. Not every Wednesday. We try and rotate it so we help out at home. But, the pub's going all right. Good. Bruce still taking all his cash that he has. But, no, it's going all right.
Well, we did Bogan Bingo one night.
We did.
Bill and I. And Bill got up and was calling the numbers, Texan. And there was about 200, not that many, 100 people in the room. And Bill didn't get the calling going particularly. We kept getting things wrong. You know, like legs 11, but he'd go legs 28 and stuff. All of that, Tex, and he got them nearly all wrong. And about halfway through the night, he started getting heckled from the floor. And you don't see Bill ruffled too often, but 3 or 4 boys started really latching onto him with some abuse. So in the end, Bill's just given it the 78. Get f***ed. Hey, Texan, we love it, mate. You're having a cracking season, and the Crows 4-6 is a bloody good result too, given last year. It's only going up and up and up for Adelaide, so well done.
Good on you, boys. Stay healthy, stay well.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Well, here we go, Jim. This is a good one. I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. Mm. The doll said to me, I said to the doll, Jim, babe, can you shut the curtains? I don't want the neighbours to see me naked. She said, don't worry about that. If the neighbours see you naked, they'll shut their own curtains. Yes, Jim. Do you get that?
I do.
Yeah.
Your big guts.
No.
I don't want to be seen.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No. No. Jim. Imagine the neighbours. What? Wow. What is that? Shut the curtain.
Shut the curtain.
Oh, it's muting again.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.